Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I saw a sale on watermelon. It said buy one watermelon, get one free. Who the hell has enough room in their fridge for two watermelons? Even one watermelon. Before I buy it, I gotta stand over it and make a few phone calls. Hang on a second. Hey man, you think you get 15 people on my front lawn by Saturday? Oh, great. Can you bring a machete and a tarp? I got thinking of getting one of these watermelons.
September 5th, 2025. It is the wake up call. Gavin, Kevin, and look who's back!
Yay. Woo! Woo-hoo. Oh my god.
Crew.
I'm so happy to be out of a freaking house.
She did it!
I was going a little cuckoo.
She was going cuckoo.
Yeah.
And she's back. Yes, she is back. How do you feel? Good?
Yeah, I feel a little run down still, but I'm totally fine. I would be better if Kevin would stop bugging me.
Wow. We're going to start like
this. Right. Well, I just came back.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I did. So help me transition.
Right. I get it. You're lashing out. You haven't had someone to attack in a couple of days.
No, I have plenty of people to attack. Thank you. He's got an acai bowl.
Yes, healthy.
That he gets from Costco. And he keeps it in the freezer until he leaves for work. Mm-hmm. And then it's too frozen for him to eat. So do the sound that you've been doing for like...
I'm just breaking it up.
Okay, he's been doing that for like 12 and a half minutes.
Well, I didn't know you had so much time on your hand to time me, okay? I'm sorry I don't have delicious food that's already ready.
She has delicious food, too.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I mean, if anything, that's good, Kevin. It'll make it last a little bit longer.
Well, then
he said he wants to eat now.
Yeah, because I'm low blood sugar.
Can you just scrape
some?
You have
diabetes. Wouldn't you have high blood pressure or blood sugar?
No. You're trying to trick me.
What?
I'm diabetic, but I have low blood
pressure. Everybody. Undiagnosed.
Why don't you just scrape it like a granita or something and just...
It doesn't taste the same.
Oh.
You ever had like okay acai and then frozen acai?
I don't know if I've ever had acai.
Oh, it's delicious.
As a bowl. Yeah. Maybe once in Hawaii. Maybe.
Eatable smoothie.
Mm.
It's delish.
All right. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world with that.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So I am assuming that at this point, almost everybody has had some sort of experience with Etsy. Do you think that's pretty fair?
I mean, most people.
Yeah. Even if you never actually bought something from Etsy, you went on to Etsy and at least perused. Etsy is basically an online craft fair. Think Apple Hill, but online.
Better than, I mean, you can get very customized stuff.
So I am, and nobody tell my kids this. This is a secret. But we are planning on surprising our kids with a trip to Disneyland for Halloween time toward the end of October. So I wanted to surprise my family even more and get Halloween shirts, Disney Halloween shirts. Not like with our names on it or we're all wearing the same shirt.
What's wrong with that?
You know my stance on that. I'm not going to do that.
All right.
But I wanted to like go on and find each person, each of my three kids and my wife, a shirt that was Disney and Halloween that they could like.
Okay.
And I did. I found something for Zoe, something for Theo, something for Connor, and I found a shirt for my wife too. So I made my purchase. Four shirts arrived. I thought that was the end of the story. Nope. Not with Etsy. It's as if I made personal friends with four different quote-unquote artists.
Okay.
First of all, artists, we're using that a little loosey-goosey.
Whoa, that's not true.
Second of all, you make shirts.
Okay. All right. Did they design them?
I don't. Some of them, probably. Okay. Some of them, definitely, they just got an image off of Google Images. So they keep sending me emails. And even after I made the purchase, I would say they are harassing me with emails. And remember, the way that Etsy works is each shirt that I got was from a different artist. So they all handle it differently. But all four of them were emailing me progress emails, trying to be all cutesy with everything. And it was incessant. It was like I was getting punched every day. I'd open up. And the subject title for each one had to be fun. Ding dong! Your special delivery's on its way!
Yay!
Hey, Gavin! Your order equals California emoji of a truck.
Ooh!
Gavin, I would like you to review what you just did.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that?
I'm not going to do that. By the end of the day that I got that email, Gavin, you haven't reviewed your product yet. Next morning, would you like to review the product? This is all from the same person.
Asking to review the product is a good thing because it's going to be personalized.
I don't want to do it. I'm not going to. This is like when you make one single political donation and then for years you get text messages almost every day. Hey, it's Gavin Newsom here. No, it's not.
Okay, but what if Gavin Newsom was like, peekaboo, it's me.
Ding dong.
Gabby.
I'm a political artist.
Right. Hey, boo-boo, you know? Would that change things?
I just don't want to be bothered by these people anymore. Like, and now I'm getting one that says, because I guess much like a lot of things, there's a chat feature on Etsy.
Okay.
I understand why it exists. Maybe you've got a question because you're making something specifically just for me. Okay. Like you reach out to somebody. You've got an unread message in your box. Okay. And then one time I clicked on it and be like, I don't have the shirt in that color. How about this one? Completely logical explanation or question to ask me. I have my products.
Oh.
Why are you still sending me messages?
Because they want to be friends. No, what if they do? Okay, hold on. Mr. I make friends at Rayleigh's. Okay? You are Mr. I like talking to people. I like finding out how Scott and Produce's vacation went. What about Tiffany on Etsy? How's she doing? Beep, beep. It's me, Gavin.
I don't want a long distance relationship with somebody I have to buy things from.
Okay. You want it to be more personal.
Right. I want to have a conversation in person. I don't want to have a conversation over email. I don't know you. You live in Wisconsin or something
How
like that.
How do you get to know people?
Right.
Okay. I have a plan. What there if you start no writing them back, but writing them back as if they really care about you? Hey, it's Gab. Thank you so much for asking and ding-donging me. I am having some gastrointestinal issues. And I asked my mom, and she said, well, maybe take oil of oregano. And so I tried that. And it just goes on and on and on.
I think that is a great idea.
Make them feel how you feel.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to start doing that.
Okay.
And then sometimes when they haven't written me, just I'll wait a couple weeks and then just be like, hey, Tiffany.
No, you need to go like, woohoo. It's me, Gabby.
Konnichiwa. It's your t-shirt friend. I have an update for you.
Yeah, I'm feeling so much better.
That's a great idea.
106.5, yeah. It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Adriana. How are you, Adriana?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Okay, we're doing all right. Now, you find yourself on War of the Roses because you emailed us, and let's talk about why. Your boyfriend's name is Caleb. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 3 years now, and we live together.
And you live together as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think he is cheating on you?
Well, things have just been really rocky ever since his mom passed away. And, like, at first I just assumed it was because he's grieving. But now I really think there's another woman involved.
Okay, why?
Okay.
Well, like, okay, so one day he was sitting at the kitchen table with his back to the sliding patio door and was, like, feverishly texting while I was cooking dinner. And in the reflection of the sliding glass door, I could see that he was, like, going back and forth between texting and then looking at a naked picture of some girl.
All right, well, this is how War of the Roses works. We're going to put you on hold. Katie's going to call your boyfriend Caleb to see who he would send roses to. If offered free roses, you'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you until we bring you back, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, can I speak with Caleb, please?
Yeah, this is Caleb.
Hi, this is Renee with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Like it's totally free?
It's totally free, and it's really easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Oh, okay, great. Can you send them to Kristen?
Okay. And then before I get Kristen's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Okay, put in, I love my baby.
I love my baby. Okay, and then sign your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Caleb. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And that was actually Katie, not a real offer for roses. And you're on something called War of the Roses, which is the ultimate relationship test to see if somebody's cheating. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Adriana. Adriana, are you there?
Caleb, what the f*** is wrong with you? Like, how could you do this?
She saw you looking at naked pictures of a woman and what appeared to be texting somebody while she was making you dinner.
No, hold on. That's not even, like, I don't even...
Right.
Okay.
Supported you through, like, the worst time of your life, and this is how you treat me in return?
No, it's just been confusing lately. Like, it's just been hard, okay?
It has been hard, and I've been there for you, and I have been putting up with all of your emotions, good and bad.
Well, you don't put up with them, right? You're supposed to support them because that's what you do.
It sounds like she has been all while you've been talking to someone else.
Well, look, Adriana, you know things have not been going well with us, right? This has not been the way it's been for the last few years.
What do you mean? That's total bullshit. Are you kidding me?
When we started, things were real different. And now all of a sudden, you're kind of like just a roommate.
Wait, but okay, Caleb, you obviously had your life turned upside down very recently. Did you expect to lose your mom and then your relationship just be like incredible?
I think it with my mom going, it felt like I'm getting perspective on like, look, life is short.
So you're saying that your mom, I'm going to say this out loud because I want you to hear it. You're saying that your mom's death gave you this awakening that I should cheat on my girlfriend.
Look, I don't think cheating is what I would call it. I think it's just figuring out what I actually want. And
read
what
the card back. What did the card say?
It said, love my baby.
Love my baby.
You know what? I think that's what is the truth. And I'm sorry, Adriana, but if you hadn't seen this coming, I'm shocked because I saw this coming.
You have been an absolute monster since your mom has died. I have been there for you and just like, you can get all of your.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I was an emotional monster, okay?
Okay, like, no. Okay, now you're totally gaslighting her because, yes, it makes sense for you to be very upset and act out and those things, but to keep turning it around like, oh, well, I'm sorry I had a reaction. That's not what she's saying here.
This has helped me figure out what I want in life. And if you guys don't understand that, that's on you.
I don't even give a anymore. Like, you can get out. This is over.
Fine. Yeah, see, this is exactly what it's been like. Fine.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, Caleb, we're going to let you go. He's gone. Adriana, you're still there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you, you got to calm down a little bit, right? So do you want to hang out with us off the air for a second, or are you good to go?
No, I got to call my apartment complex and like figure this all out.
Okay. All right. If you need anything, though, email us back.
Please
okay?
Do.
Okay. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the way.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Wake up call.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
All right. By now, most of us have seen at least one episode of Shark Tank. It's been on for a very long time. And it's a show where people who have companies or inventions, maybe not even companies yet, go in front of a panel of sharks. They're millionaires that basically they televise what has happened for generations in this country, where if you want investors in your company, you got to beg for it. Put together a presentation. I love Shark Tank.
You really do.
I think it's fun. Well, the new season kicked off, and listen to this.
Hey, Sharks, I'm Ben from New York.
Hi, I'm Pete, and we are seeking $500,000 for 4% for our company, Double Soul.
Sharks, before Double Soul, buying socks felt like a major compromise.
Yeah, you know, you usually get socks at Foot Locker. There's that big bin. You get a 20-pack. They're kind of lifeless.
Shark, this isn't an athletic sock. It's not a novelty sock. We took the best of both worlds and created the perfect everyday sock.
Do you notice anything about this clip?
No.
No.
That's Pete Davidson.
What? I'm Pete is Pete Davidson?
Yes. And this isn't a joke.
Yeah, I get sent a lot of and I usually give it to my cousins. I got sent double soul a couple years ago, and I had to meet the team, and I wanted to be involved immediately.
Yeah, Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson, part owner of a sock company, went on Shark Tank, and they asked for $500,000 for 4% of the company.
Doesn't Pete have his own money?
That's a question that I had. Like, Pete, okay. You don't have $500,000.
So he definitely does, because his estimated net worth is $20
million. Right.
Okay, but, he has... We've kind of heard over the years that he's actually, like, kind of a good businessman.
Have we? Maybe you have.
I have.
Okay.
And, like, he's invested very well in different things. So... maybe not spending your own money and getting a 4% or, you know, giving away 4% of your company to get $500,000 is the smart thing to do, as opposed to using your own $500,000.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, what do we know what other companies Pete Davidson is invested in? Because here's the problem that I'm running into. We all... also know, maybe a little bit more people know about the fact that Pete Davidson, goofball, not sober for a big part of his adult life. So when he was like, I was given a pair of socks and I thought, I have to meet the owner of this company. That sounds like a high thought. Like, it sounds like something that you would say when you're on something, when you put on a pair of socks and it changes your perspective on things.
You, of all people?
What have I done? What have I done that I've been
your
like...
Your Bombas?
I mean, I do love Bombas, but I've never...
to talk about. What kind of socks do I wear?
What kind of socks do you wear?
Right. No, you wouldn't know. You know why? Because I think about socks.
Amazon socks.
Depends. I talk about socks so infrequently that nobody knows, but we could say exactly what kind of socks you wear. And if I really thought about it, I could probably remember the kind of socks you don't like, because you talked about those.
Okay, so then maybe that's why this is triggering me so much. I'm a Bombas boy.
Okay, so you're feeling a little...
And all of a sudden, double soul comes in. Pete Davidson's double soul comes in. Listen, this market is filled for nice socks. We've got nice socks.
Okay.
In fact, Bombas will donate a pair to a homeless shelter.
Peter says we don't.
Pete's keeping Peter. All this for himself.
That's how we call him. What is doing business is Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
I'm saying... Bombas has this market covered. Who even had the idea of saying, you know what? Socks have been around since before the Civil War. I can do them better. I can do them best.
But Bombas said that.
And they did it.
Oh, okay. So that's the peak.
Shut the door.
Okay. We never need anybody to try to do better ever.
Have you ever worn a pair of Bombas?
No.
You'll find out.
Really?
Because when I put them on, I thought, I have to meet the owner of this company.
I put them on and I thought, I hate Pete Davidson.
I put them on and said, I have to be part owner of this company.
Why? What makes them so great?
Bombas?
Yeah.
There's no seam at the front.
Okay.
There's a honeycomb pattern of elasticity around the center of your foot, so it hugs your foot.
You need a hug on your foot?
You don't think you need it until you get the center of your foot hugged.
I can't even feel that I'm wearing socks.
I can.
Okay.
I am hyper-vigilant on how my feet feel in clothing. Foot clothing. Okay?
Oh, God.
And I'm just, you know what? That's exactly what it is. I'm mad at Mr. Davidson.
Okay.
For trying to intrude on my beloved Bombas. Bombas also went on Shark Tank, I believe.
Oh, did they?
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I hate to tell you, I'm seeing pictures of his socks and you would think they were really cute.
This conversation's over.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not going to buy Pete Davidson socks.
Not yet.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Katie had a little bit of an incident. Tell everybody what happened.
I have been put in TikTok shop jail.
Good. Finally.
Excuse me. Me.
You buy so much from them, I'm surprised you're not maxed out.
Okay.
Is this because, wait, your boyfriend put you in TikTok?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I thought TikTok put her in.
No.
Man.
All right, so you've been cut off.
I've been cut off.
All right. What are some of the last, what was, save the last one, because I want to know what finally put everything over the edge. But what are some of the last purchases that you made?
Okay, I got these really cute leopard print pants,
mm-hmm.
and they're like real flowy, and then they have a red stripe up the side, mm-hmm. which is going to look very cute with like a little like short shirt to go with it, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. I got a pan that is like in the shape of a, like, one's a star, one, it's like four, there's four little slots in it. And then one's a star, one's kind of looks like a donut, and then you put like pancake batter in there, and then you get to make
fun
custom,
little,
okay. fun little
shape. How do you flip it?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. I can see why you've been cut off, but okay,
go ahead. I have to screw the handle onto it, and okay. I didn't get around to it, so I just put it in the downstairs closet. I'll get to it. And then, well.
Is this the one that put you over the finally got TikTok shop cut off?
The leopard print pants is what.
Oh, that is what.
Which is funny because they look great.
Okay.
There is a taco maker.
Taco maker?
Yes.
Aren't we the taco makers?
Okay. You take a flour tortilla and you put it on this device. Okay. And then you fill your taco.
Yeah.
And then you close the device.
Is it a taco or empanada?
No, it's a taco.
Is it? Okay. Okay.
It sounds like
an it's similar to an empanada, but you make a taco.
Okay.
Okay. And then you close it.
Yes.
And then it crimps.
So it's
edges.
Okay. So it's an empanada.
Okay, continue.
But it's
continue.
For tacos.
Yeah, right, okay. Right. Okay. Yes.
And then everybody has a no muss, no fuss taco. And you could even like grill it from there, like just warm it up a little bit, like melt the cheese inside.
Quesadilla?
Kind of.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
So. Hold on.
So you buy all of this?
No, I'm not allowed to buy it. And here's what I texted my boyfriend. Not shopping on TikTok might kill me. Is that what you want?
Right.
And I sent him the link, and he said it certainly won't.
Good.
So
stand your ground, you, D-Lo.
So this not empanada, not quesadilla maker.
Right. Yes, it's the taco maker.
The taco maker. Okay. You have not purchased this yet.
I'm not allowed!
You just want to purchase this. I have to say, does sound like you don't need that.
Right. You barely know what it does.
I just described exactly what it does.
You described five different other devices.
You did describe. You described things that Kevin and I were confirming.
Yeah.
Like empanada. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a taco and an empanada?
The size.
Okay.
Oh, well, she got us there.
The ingredients, what goes inside, the outside of it.
Yes,
the
stupid.
Well,
you can put, what's inside an empanada, Kevin?
Everything.
Typically.
Yeah.
Lettuce.
Chicken.
Not tomato.
That's true. So,
You're right.
So if you put lettuce and tomato inside a taco and then close it and then grill it, unlike a quesadilla, is that going to be good? Hot lettuce?
Yeah.
No, Katie, the answer is one way to find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to tell you.
How much is this device?
Great question. I
probably
bet.
$5.
See, that's the other thing that pisses me off. He's Mr. like designer this, designer that, and then I come home with, well, it gets delivered to me. I'm not going anywhere.
Sure,
obviously.
Yeah.
And I get animal print pants that look great again, and then he's like, how much did you spend on those? Was it over $20? I said, barely. And he goes, okay, but maybe these things are adding up. I said, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, okay. My God. It's only $14.99.
All right. So here's the thing. So you're not empanada maker, okay? $14.99. Your leopard pants, slightly over $20. Here's what you should do.
Yeah.
You should add up how many TikTok purchases would equal one of his shirts.
Oh, that's a great
idea. That's mean. That's different, though.
And then show him.
Oh, that is fire. The leopard pants are fire.
I mean, they look good on that model. Yeah. I'm I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm trying to be objective here. I didn't see you in the pants. I saw.
I already told you they look good in the pants.
Yeah, many times.
You were.
So I think you should add up how many of your TikTok shop purchases would equal one shirt, and then say these make me happy, and I would be happy this day and this day and this day and this day, and you're only happy once.
That's such a good point. Thank you.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She took a little bit of a break, but she is back with a vengeance on... Are You Smarter Than Katie? We're going to start with a little bit of gratitude because the jackpot is $180.
Okay.
And that was due to the hard work of one little Vietnamese boy named Kevin.
Yes. Sure did.
Well done.
Kevin.
I took down names.
Congratulations. You were the big winner of Are You Smarter Than Kevin? We had two back-to-back 5-for-5 ties.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. So
that's
listen.
Rare.
I learned my lesson. Maybe I made the questions a little bit harder. We're about to find out.
Oh, okay.
Caller 17 is you, Sago. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
I love that name. What nationality is Sago?
I'm French, actually.
Oh, ooh la la. I love that. Is Sago short or is that like your whole name?
Yes, that's my American version. My full name is Sigolin.
Okay.
Sigolin, okay. I'm not calling her Sago.
My favorite one was Sago Genesis. Okay. That was mine back in the day. All right. Katie, get out of here. You probably don't even remember how to play this game. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Let's see how you do versus Katie. Jackpot, like I said, was $180. Here we go. Question one. You ready?
Yep.
Justin Bieber surprised us by releasing a 9-song album called Swag on July 11th. Well, he surprised us again by releasing Swag 2 last night, and this one features 23 more songs. That's crazy. What was the name of Bieber's last album? Was it Changes, Purpose, or Justice?
Changes.
Question two, the NFL season started last night with the stupid Dallas Cowboys losing to the Philadelphia Eagles. Ah!
Oh my God.
The game went way later than it was supposed to because they had to delay it for an hour due to lightning. True or false, lightning sometimes starts on the ground and goes up.
True.
Question three, Lego, not Sego, Lego announced that they're releasing the biggest, most intricate, and most expensive set ever. It's a 9,000-piece Death Star from Star Wars, and it costs $1,000. It comes out on October 4th. Who destroyed the Death Star?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
All righty, question four.
I don't know.
Sesame Street has really been put through it lately. After President Trump cut off funding to PBS, it risked Sesame Street's future until Netflix bought them. Well, YouTube is also now helping out, and they will offer a ton of classic episodes in full starting soon. What Sesame Street character is a vampire?
Oh, I don't remember his name. I don't remember.
All right. Moving on. Question five. Spirit Airlines announced that they're filing for bankruptcy for the second time this year, and they are going to stop servicing 12 cities. Among them are Oakland, San Diego, Portland, and Sacramento. If you left your house at 1 p.m. and drove 3 hours to San Francisco Airport, and took a 5-hour flight to New York City. What time is it when you land?
Midnight.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Sega, what do you do for a living?
I'm a HR manager at an accounting firm.
So what brought you to America?
My husband.
He's American.
Yeah, he's from Carmichael.
He's from Carmichael.
How did you guys meet?
Yeah.
It's a long story. We met in Japan. We used to live and work there.
Japan? That's so cute.
You used to be in what together?
In Japan.
No, but...
They used to work together.
You used to work together in Japan.
We used to work there separately, but we met while we were there.
Got it.
See.
Okay. I like that she says Carmichael.
What a beautiful... I want to hear that story. I'll bet it's filled with so much love. All right, Sego, you're on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. Back in July, Bieber surprised us by releasing the album Swag that had 9 songs on it. Well, he did it again. He released the sequel, Swag 2, Electric Boogaloo, last night, and it has 23 songs on it. How about that, huh? What was the name of Justin Bieber's last album? Was it Changes, Purpose, or Justice?
Changes.
Really? Justice.
But he had one called Changes.
Yeah, he had one called Purpose, too.
Oh.
Yeah, all three of them were real.
Got it.
Question two. The NFL season started last night with the trash Cowboys losing to the godsend Eagles, Super Bowl reigning champs. And it went way later than anticipated.
We
they had to delay it an hour because of lightning. That game wasn't over until like midnight Philadelphia time, later than midnight. True or false, lightning sometimes starts on the ground and goes up.
True?
Okay. That is correct. Yes. Sometimes it does. Question three. Lego announced that they're releasing the biggest, most intricate, and expensive set ever. It's 9,000 pieces, and it's the Death Star from Star Wars.
Of course it is.
It's going to be $1,000.
Okay.
Don't. Who destroyed the Death Star?
Luke? Okay.
What a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, I am.
You love Star Wars. Question four, Sesame Street, man, they've had a year. After their funding was cut off by the government, then Netflix bought them to save the show. And now YouTube is also stepping in to help save Sesame Street. They're going to offer a ton of classic Sesame Street episodes in full, obviously for free on YouTube. What Sesame Street character is a vampire?
The Count.
I almost bought a shirt that has the Count on it, and it's him like with his hands up and laughing, and it just says, "Your days are numbered."
Okay. Can we get to the point where you stop wearing cartoons on your shirt?
Never.
Okay.
Question five. Spirit Airlines announced that they're filing for bankruptcy for the second time.
I think we're surprised they're in business, though.
And this time they're going to stop servicing 12 cities like Oakland, San Diego, Portland, and Sactown.
Yeah, well.
We had a good run, guys. If you left your house at 1 p.m.,
okay,
drove 3 hours to San Francisco,
okay,
took a 5-hour flight to New York City,
okay,
what time is it when you land?
In New York City?
Mm-hmm.
12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
There you go. Some people call that midnight. That's what Sego called it.
Okay. Well,
because she's so French.
Well.
Final score, Sego. You got 2. Yeah. Katie got 4.
Whoa.
Katie got 4.
She's what back, is, baby.
What's the French word for 4? Quoi?
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
What is it? What's French for 4?
Cat.
Told ya.
Yeah.
We love ours.
Yes. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot for Monday. Sego, what is it? Oh, tell us in French.
Oh, yeah.
Sego,
oh.
Say, I am not smarter than Katie in French.
Okay. Je ne suis pas plus intelligente que Katie.
That's the best one we've ever had. Sego, you're awesome. Thank you so much for calling. It's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
All right, everybody, sing along. We can hear you. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game. 106.5.
The end.
All right. Okay.
It was really fun last week when we had Tony from Official Pest Prevention come in. And A, he'd never played the game, but also having to explain to somebody that the tradition is that you clap for too long.
Too long.
Like, to hear, if for us, it feels so natural.
Yeah, totally.
For other people, no.
All right. So we're going to talk to Vicky. And Vicky chose you, Katie, as her teammate.
Smart.
Vicky, are you there?
I am here.
All right. You got 45 seconds on the clock. And just want to let everybody know you're playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town, where they currently have The Conjuring Last Rites on the IMAX screen. That sounds terrifying. All right. 45 seconds, ladies. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Hit it.
Okay. This looks like a flying dinosaur. Yeah. It's a mythical creature.
It's a dragon.
Yes,
it's
okay. So if you want to teach it what to do.
How to train your dragon.
Very good. Okay, if I don't have any clothes on, I am...
naked.
And then, what do you shoot?
Naked gun.
Very good.
What, two?
This is a kind of dance where you're on your tippy toes.
Ballet.
Okay, but if you do ballet, you are a what?
You're a ballet dancer? You are a...
A ballet dancer is a what?
It's a ballerina.
There we go.
Three.
Okay, this is a...
Wow.
You got three.
A spinner?
I love that one.
All right, Vicky, we're going to put you on hold. The bar is now three. Let's talk to Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Hello, Gavin. Right,
it is you and me. All right.
Let's go.
All right. Your radio's not on, is it?
No.
Okay, because that would have really thrown you off. 45 seconds on the clock, and we start now. Okay, Ruby Slippers. There's no place like home.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes. The next one is this is a Pixar movie where they harvest the screams of children for power.
Monster Inc.
Yes, wow. Yes. Oh, this is a tough one. Quentin Tarantino directed it, and it's about a slave that gets revenge on a bunch of people in the South.
Oh.
Jangle and Jake?
Yes!
Wow!
Yes!
Oh.
Okay, if you and I were just two buddies hanging out, we have a...
friendship?
Yes!
Oh.
Yes! Okay, so if we go to okay, oh, that was tough. Friendship, good movie.
I would have thought it was bromance.
Yeah.
No, the movie was Friendship with Tim Robbins, Robinson. All right, we got four. Wow, that's great. Vicky, if you're listening, you can hang up because the new bar is four, set by Aaron. Now let's talk to Stephanie, playing for Esquire IMAX tickets. Stephanie, you have to beat four, okay?
I'm ready.
All right, Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
It's the no-name movie game on the wake-up call, and 45 seconds starts now.
This is about the racing, the really big racing that happens.
Cars.
NASCAR, yeah. What's it called?
The movie Cars?
No, it's an action movie. A, B, C, the letter after G.
She said pass.
Okay, you mix blue and yellow together to make this color?
Black.
Okay, yes, and then you read these.
Books.
Yes, put them together.
Black book.
No, yellow and blue make...
green.
Yes, okay.
And then, yeah, she got it.
Okay, we got there. Okay, opposite of queen.
Oh,
you know what?
Man.
It's Friday. I get it. We're on a three-day weekend. It's fine.
Stephanie,
we're
I love it.
I wanted you instead, darn it.
Who?
You, the guy, the second guy.
Oh, Gavin.
Gavin.
Okay, well, Stephanie, I just want to know
where you are right now.
My clues were just as great, maybe even better.
What are our names? Do you know our names?
Sorry.
Huh?
Yeah, I know Katie.
So you know what? She's perfect. Leave her alone.
All right. Stephanie, thank you so much for calling, but we got to go back to Aaron. Congratulations, Aaron. Woo-hoo! You are the no-name movie game champ. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. If you like horror movies, The Conjuring Last Rites. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard that it is scary as hell. Like, as scary as the first one. Okay?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I gotta get off TikTok.
Why? I'm just now starting to love it.
It's so easy to love. I saw a live last night, and it was a young, pretty girl standing in a fishing boat on some sort of bayou
at night,
catching fish with a bow and arrow.
With a bow and arrow?
Was there a string on the bow and arrow at least?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
What do you mean that's fine? That sounds...
It's like spearfishing.
But spearfishing, you can see the fish.
Yeah, it was... I could not stop watching it.
Is she catching multiple fish?
Yes. Yes.
How was she even
seeing... I was putting the 4-year-old to bed, and I'm watching this, and my boyfriend's downstairs, and I'm texting him, you're not going to believe this. I'm watching somebody catch fish with a bow and arrow.
And she's hot.
And she was hot.
How can she even... Kevin's... Not, I don't think you're thinking about this.
I am.
How is she even seeing the fish?
Now, occasionally, I would see a fish go by, but they're going by so fast and the boat was moving.
This seems nuts.
It was
natural.
Absolutely fascinating. I have a picture of one of the fish she caught. It's gigantic.
I guess it would have to be.
How's she pulling it in?
And here's the problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that now this is going to be in my feed.
Fishing with a bow and arrow.
Oh my God.
Or just fishing in general. It also seems stupid.
Okay, tell me why.
If I told you, guys, I got rid of the floor of my car.
Okay.
And I'm saving all the money in the world on gas because I just use my feet like a Flintstone or something like that.
Okay.
Like, impressive, but also stupid.
They were catching so many more fish than if they were just using a fishing pole.
And this was a live video? It wasn't like edited?
I was watching it live. And for the longest time, it's like she's not even trying.
Well, then maybe fishing with a rod and reel is stupid.
It certainly is more time consuming. If you're looking, this was working smarter, not harder.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that, but yeah. I mean, what's next? What are we?
What if I start doing this?
You should.
Bow and arrow?
Yes.
Now, have you ever shot a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
Well, you're this is going to be one of those things where how does Katie know this? Your bow and arrow needs to be, the tension on it needs to be set for you.
I see. Right.
Okay, so you can't just pick up somebody else's bow and arrow.
Well, movies have lied to us yet again.
Right. Now they have bows that have like a little release thing, so it allows you to pull it back easier,
uh-huh.
But it's still going to give you the tension that you need.
Kevin, not only Does she know things about shooting a bow and arrow? Mm-hmm. But she's up to date on all the bow and arrow trends.
Right.
Good news. It just came out 2 months ago. Okay.
So you can't just walk into any bow and arrow situation. You can.
Yeah.
But they make it easier now.
Okay. So you know how to bow and arrow.
Yep.
I don't even know what it's called. And then
archery.
Thank you, yeah. Kevin. You know where fish are.
Yes.
Now the bad news is you'd have to get on a boat.
I don't mind being on a boat.
Okay.
I just can't be in the water.
At night? Would you be on a boat at night? Like a canoe?
No.
Because she's on like a little canoe, right?
No. She's on a fishing boat.
Oh, okay. Like a big one.
No, it's not a big one. It's a fishing boat.
What's the difference between
one you paddle yourself, another one has a motor.
Yeah, okay, fishing boats don't have motors because it scares the fish.
They do.
A very slow motor.
A small little rudder in the back.
Okay, so you can do that.
It moves back and forth. Yeah. It's not like a gas powered.
No, it is gas powered.
I mean, I think we need to put you out onto Folsom Lake.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. It feels like she was seeing the fish.
Okay, we'll give you a flashlight.
Okay.
We'll give you a headlamp.
Okay.
Think about how many arrows they lose.
They have them on a string.
Oh, God, they think of everything.
And then you just, like, screw it back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it attached to something, like, or are they pulling the arrow back in by hand?
They're pulling the arrow in by the rope.
By the
string.
Okay, or the string and the rope, is it attached to something?
The string is attached to the arrow.
Like a crank?
No. So, I don't know why this is so hard for you. Okay, at the end of the arrow.
Yes.
A string is attached.
Right.
And that string is long.
Yes.
And it is attached to the bow. So you wind up the string.
Yes.
And then once you shoot it.
Yes.
It hits a fish.
Yes.
You start pulling the string back.
With your hands.
Yes.
Okay, now if you get a big fish, that could hurt your hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Gloves.
Okay, we got it.
Headlamp, gloves. Calibrated bow.
Yes,
with all
you.
The modern accoutrements.
Yes, please.
And maybe just one arrow. Maybe.
Well, yeah, you only have one arrow because it's hooked to your bow.
We got to make this happen. So anybody who does night bow and arrow fishing.
Can you imagine me trying to pitch this to my boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Listen to this story from the news. We've all had intense food cravings at one point or another, but we've never done this.
Cops race into a Chick-fil-A at 7 a.m., but it's not the scene of a crime.
Hey, buddy.
They were called after this 5-year-old kid, who was craving a Chick-fil-A breakfast, sneaked out of the house while his parents were fast asleep.
You know where your house is, right, honey?
It's right across the street, right over there.
It's white across the street, white over there.
Oh, poor baby.
And listen, he lived across the street from a Chick-fil-A. How do you not do this?
Okay.
I'm shocked it hasn't happened more.
So we talked about this a little bit earlier this morning. I didn't realize his parents were asleep.
Yes.
That's so terrifying.
And then their 5-year-old, a 5-year-old kid, no shoes. Walks into a Chick-fil-A. Sounds like a joke.
I'm not laughing.
Well, it's got a punchline. Okay. But the people at Chick-fil-A were like,
buddy,
are you here for an application? Like, and there's more to the story.
Okay,
cool.
His name is William, and he strolled to the restaurant barefoot. He had one big question.
Are you going to get me in jail?
No, I'm not going to put you in jail.
Instead, they bring him home.
Hey, do you have a son?
William.
Yeah, a little boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was down at the Chick-fil-A.
Are you kidding me?
No, we have him in our police car. You want to come get him?
Mom, still in her bathrobe, is thankful her hungry little man is home safe.
Chick-fil-A.
You're welcome.
Okay, that dad's way too casual about the return of his lost son.
Well, okay, he might not have noticed son was lost. He might have woken up to somebody banging on the door.
Yeah, but that
I mean, his response was just like... It seemed more like a sleepy person that's not understanding what's happening.
Do you have a son? Yeah, William. Why, officer?
Do you?
Yeah. Like, if a cop came to my door, first of all, I'd be like, what? What?
What happened?
And then said, do you have a son? I'd be like, see, why?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just the thought of that's giving me chills.
Right. But instead, the guy's like, yeah, William.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
What do you do this time? He's a pain in the ass.
Now, did William think he didn't need money?
He's five.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if our four-year-old would know.
I don't think my kids realize that you need money for stuff. I mean, they do now, but I pay with everything with a debit card.
See, now the girls definitely, until they're a certain age, definitely think that, like, this piece of plastic, and it could be any card.
Right.
It could be like an expired gift card for Olive Garden. Yep. They assume that has access to infinity money.
Yeah, exactly. And, but I remember like my parents paying for stuff with cash though. And I remember thinking like, wow, we're like pirates.
Really?
You know, like, yeah, look at us. Just coins and paper with pictures of old kings on them. Like, I remember thinking of that from, like, before I was obviously in elementary school. Like, just thinking, like, yeah, that is money. So our kid, so William, the five-year-old that crossed the street barefoot for Chick-fil-A breakfast, he probably didn't think he needed
money.
Yeah,
I guess if you asked Morgan, how do you get Chick-fil-A, first she'd say, what's Chick-fil-A? But then I don't think she would realize that I have to bring money.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway,
he's okay. Jeez.
If you live anywhere near a Chick-fil-A,
lock your doors.
You've got kids, make sure that they are locked up tight.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Justin Bieber, Daisies, that's his latest one. Although, who even knows now? Who knew? Justin Bieber just squirreling away new songs. If you missed the news, released, I guess technically it's the same album, but...
No, it's part two.
So they're two separate albums.
They're two separate albums with, I think, the same name.
He surprised all of us with a new album in July, and now he surprised us with Swag 2, the sequel, last night. And it's got, and the first album had 9 songs. This one is 23.
I mean, you keep acting like it's such a surprise. He's a musician. So,
yeah, but you'd think people would have seen him in a studio or something.
Well,
you
they
know?
Probably did. They probably have to sign NDAs.
I'm not the one saying that it was a surprise album. There are not enough conversations or arguments that are ended with a weaponized cough. Kids do it. Kids will cough into your mouth.
I was going to say who, and when I did, it just...
No, don't say that. You intended to do that. You're about to... Somebody makes a point, and then you just respond with... There you go. And then sassy eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got a response, didn't think so. It's like the guy from the Eagles who spit on another guy last night, got kicked out of the guy named Carter, spit on Dak from the Cowboys during the Eagles game last night, got ejected from the game. Soon as the game started, spit on him. How do we know it was a spit and not him coughing at somebody trying to end an argument?
Right, thank you.
I just got a first down, bitch. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.